so strange. Said you never know. While I try my best, hey, to cover my eyes, it's a common way to blame and hide the truth. I know that some will say it matters a little bit. Oh, but come on and mean it to me. I need it so bad. Never get old. Standing in the rain, mean what you said, oh, and mean it to me. All of these lies, oh, and never again. Come on and say, and I'll say it again. I know that some will say it matters a little bit. Oh, I'm a coming and mean it to me. I need it so bad. Oh, I mean it to me. I need it so bad.
Never get old as well. Yeah, all right. Like, that's an option. Like, what the fuck? Hi, Mickey. Here, it's living you, Mickey. Welcome. Yeah, I need never get old. Like, oh, sorry, I'm making all kinds of fucking noise. Yeah, like I said, you know, it's not an option. Like, we old, right? I feel like, and dudes, you know, guys, like, I, you know, I love my male listeners, so I'm not ragging on y'all. I'm ragging on the men in my life, because they fucking suck, with the exception of my son, Record Store Taylor. He's freaking amazing. But, yeah, so I was in this, you know, this relationship for a long time, honestly. He was younger. Not by choice. Like, I'm not some cougar type situation. It's just, like, younger men love me. I mean, what can I say? But as we do, we continue to get older. And I don't know. I mean, like, what do you can't not do that. You can't not get older, you can hope to age gracefully and all that other bullshit that they say. But honestly, you know, man, you guys, you look great with, like, the craggy ass face and shit. Women, we don't. So what do? We buy all these lotions and potions and get these Botox injections and all this other stuff in an attempt to look younger or to stave off, like, looking like an old crony. And, men, y'all don't have to do that, but then you fault us for, like, getting older, even though you're getting older, too, and, like, it's this whole thing and blah, blah, and, yeah, I sound fucking bitter as hell. And I'm really not. You know, I'm at a point in my life where I make a lot of noise, evidently, but I don't care. I don't care. I know that there are men out there that don't judge a woman by how youthful and beautiful she is on the outside. They go by how beautiful she is on the inside, and I'm beautiful on the inside. I'm not really. Honestly, evidently, I'm a pretty shitty person. But I don't want to be. Like, I want to be, like, a great person, and I do strive to do that. So, I mean, it's got to count for something. I don't know. You know, honestly, I need to shut the fuck up and play some music, which I'm going to do again. It's Mickey. Slimming you, Mickey. Aren't you glad you tuned in for the first time tonight? I have, like, an hour-ish worth of amazing music. I've got amazing letters to read from you guys, and, you know, other stuff to just blather on incessantly about, so, yay, strap in. But for right now, oh, Jesus, what is going on with me and the noise? Like, can I just get it together? Evidently not. But, hang on, one more, there we go, yeah, there we had to change hands. How about some music, and I'll try and get my life together within, I don't know, the next 10 minutes or so. Yeah, good luck, right? Sit back, relax, enjoy.
I stand inside today at the edge of the future, and my dreams all fade away. I have burned my tomorrows, and I stand inside today at the edge of the future, and my dreams all fade away. We'll be right back.
junkyard full with eyes of bloom. I asked him time again, take me in and drive away. 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 The rain, the rain, the rain, the rain, the rain now. Brown boots in the corner by the iron bar. Spray on monsters, the greatest thing. Sure is the greatest thing since the light, since the light. Moths in the corner of the room, the junkyard fool with eyes of gloom. I asked him time again, take me in. We'll be right back.
strong one. I want to look up to you. I need you now. I need to love. I never want to see you break down, but you do, yes, you do. And I want you to be the champ.
Mickey here. Slipping you, Mickey. Hope you're doing well on this, I don't know, fucking whatever night it is of whenever it is. Jeez, like these past few weeks this year, like, so weird. Like, January seemed like it lasted for like 8 months. But February's going by pretty quick. I guess it's because, you know, I'm in NOLA. I'm doing like the, sign with my hand that you can't see. Super Bowl's this weekend. We're hosting. Like, we're all over that shit. Got all kinds of passes to things. like all this fun stuff to do, and I'm probably honestly not really going to do any of it. Like tonight that I am recording the show, I had passes to go see Post Malone. I know most of y'all probably don't care. I mean, I don't really care. That's why I didn't go. But, you know, it's still pretty cool. Like, he's playing at, like, this little club here. And even though he really pretty much sucks, I still would have gone if I was just not so lame. Like, what's going on? And you might be sitting there thinking, after my last rant in the first break, that I'm lame because I'm old. And that's not it at all. I'm just lame because I fucking suck. I'm just fucking lame. I don't know why. I think it's because I don't have, like, somebody cool to go do stuff with. Yeah, like, that. Even that excuse is lame, right? So, before you judge me, I don't know, judge me, like, judge me, I fucking suck. Anyway, what does not suck, though, is the music that I have coming up, and my listener comments. They're amazing because you guys rock. And I will get to those very shortly, I promise. But in the meantime, how about some more sad love songs? Because it's like the Super Bowl on Sunday. Hopefully this show will get posted before then. I'll give it a shot. If not, happy Super Bowl. I hope you enjoyed it. But next weekend, next Friday, is Valentine's Day, right? Or it's like I like to call it VD. Because I feel like that's a day that, like, a lot of us, you know, we get the VD. Honestly, I don't. Because I don't have anybody to get it from. But many of you probably will. So, yeah, be careful out there. All you lovers, comma, suckers, end comma. How about some more music? And enough of my Debbie Downery bullshit for this break. Thank you.
lullaby, saving us a ride. Giving back the time, stealing my desire. She knows it's mad, the snow's come back.
Rise and you rise. When I got home from retirement abroad, she looked at me with eyes as if sick. Just to carry business. Just to carry business. When she sees me above the house in the fourth end of, oh, she yells, I hear her say, time to zero, be around.
and you're a prima ballerina on a spring afternoon. James on into the wolf man, howling at the moon. Ow, ooh, got a personality crisis. You got it while it was hot. It's always hot, you know, with frustration. Honey, what you got? Ow.
was a lot of rocking, because, like, I'm the rock master. I'm not really, I don't know what I fucking am. I'm the talk master, evidently, because I've been talking a lot. I'm also the comment master, though. So, yeah, I was teasing y'all earlier. I was going to read some of y'all's comments. Got some really good ones. This first one is from Lenny. Hey, Lenny, how you doing? And this is because last show, we had just come out of this, like, bizarre snowstorm where we got, like, 10 inches of snow. Like, what is that? I was commenting on that because, you know, I'm topical, right? And so Lenny, hey, was like, it snows there. Wow, who knew? Hope all is well. Haha, white powder too. Yeah, because I also said something about, like, doing the cocaine, yeah. yeah, and Lenny's location is VPN. So, I'm not, like, up on all of the internet's things, but I feel like VPN is what you do to hide your location. So, Lenny, I don't blame you. But thank you for listening. Let's see. Lonnie responded to the second song I played, which was Big Crit and Keep the Devil Down. And he said, keep the devil off. Oh, I can't even, like, blah. And he says, keep the devil off, exclamation points, good shit. Yeah. And I am sorry, Lonnie, if I have assumed your gender. Honestly, assumed you're a dude, so I'm sorry. I wish you do longer shows like the Grab Bag show. Let's go, in all caps. On her show, I can listen off shift without changing out, just asking. And my comment to that is, maybe quality over quantity? I don't know. I don't know because, like, I tried listening to one of her shows one time. Don't rat me out, folks. And it was, like, 6 hours long. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like, who has time to do a 6-hour goddamn show? Evidently, she does. Yeah, like, I have a real, like, a day job, which I have told y'all about, Oregon Television. And I don't know, you know, like, she's got over her page, like, donate money, and maybe people donate money, and she doesn't have to have a real job. You guys don't donate to me. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But, you know, if you wanted to donate a dollar or two, whatever, to my Cash App, like, all that shit's a fucking on there. And I would love to make this, like, my full-time job and not have to work. And yeah, then I could do a 6-hour show. But in the meantime, Lonnie, maybe go and just listen to the back catalog of these shows. Like, there's a whole shit ton of, on there of mine. So you don't have to really, like, go listen to hers. You just, like, listen to mine. And then you're like, oh, boom. Let's do another boom. Let's do another boom. And you can make that last for 6 hours. I'm just saying. All right. Let's see. Mark. Hey, Mark. How you doing? Mark from Asheville. Yeah. Hi, Mark. You know, I lived in Asheville. That's where I got my radio start. Yeah. Yeah. Hi. You know what? Mark said, love the show, Mickey. Would love to be able to hang out with you and watch you cook the show. If you got a barbecue kit, pit. If you could read, that'd be awesome. But if you got a barbecue pit, I could make the food. Swing. Always look forward to getting the text of you having a new show. My phone was dead yesterday and missed the ping. Hope you're in good spirits, weed, and etc. Mark, maybe I would be in better spirits if you were here. Hit me up at slippingyoumickey@gmail.com. Also, for this next one, Rocco, how you doing? Again, hit me up at slipinyomickey@gmail.com. I loved your show as usual. Made it crazy like me. Oh my God. Can I just fucking read? Loved your show as usual. Made a crazy guy like me happy to think that maybe if I was lucky enough to get to New Orleans, you could show me around. We could eat and drink and laugh until I came back to my boring life here in New Jersey. I mean, dude, I'm about that life. Get down here and we'll eat, drink, laugh, be merry, and, you know, whatever. I work 6 days a week. Every day off I take makes it one less bill I can pay. Aww. I'm sorry, Rocco. But thank you for the fantasy thoughts of being able to take time off to hang out and see the new sights of where you live. Fantasy place like New Orleans, I mean, it's pretty fucking cool. Thank you, Mickey, for your high voice. Boom. And sleek personality makes for a great day. Rocco, dude, how you doing again? Hit me up, slipinyomickey@gmail.com. And guys, hit me up in them comment buttons. Smash that bitch. Tell me how you're doing. Please don't, like, tell me, you know, how amazing other shows are, because, like, I get jealous. But, yeah, thank you for listening. And it's time to wrap this up. If I'm able to get this loaded before the Super Bowl, I want y'all to comment and tell me who you think's gonna win. I mean, honestly, I don't give a shit. Because the Saints, the Falcons, the Steelers, none of my teams are in it. But, you know, I'm kind of here, so maybe I should care. I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. Hit that comment button, or you can email me at slipinyouandmickey@gmail.com. And I hope you guys have a great week, and that you make it through Valentine's Day. It's like, whatever at this point, right? But maybe you're all booed up. I hope you are. And I love that for you. If you're not, then welcome to my corner of the world. Boom. There you go. Have a great week, y'all. And peace out.